And finally, we move on to the area of phonology. Pronunciation was very important for the audio-lingual approach, but it's less so in the communicative approach. And the teaching focus of phonology is more on the area of supersegmentals rather than of segmentals. By supersegmentals, the emphasis is on things like rhythm and stress and intonation, rather than the difference between two distinct sounds. For example, sheep and ship, where there's a vowel difference, or thin and tin. These are known as minimal pairs, and these we're looking at segmentals, differences in phonemes, rather than differences in stress and intonation patterns. The first language has obviously an important factor in the ability to pronounce a second language well, especially with adult or adolescent learners. Children who learn a language when they're very young usually are able to pronounce the second language to a much more native-like manner compared to older learners. An important issue in the area of being able to pronounce is whether pronunciation should strive for native-like ability or should it strive for reasonable intelligibility. Because the presence of a strong foreign accent doesn't necessarily result in reduced intelligibility or comprehensibility. Having said that, in some situations, accent has effect on the communication, because if you have a variety which is deemed very different, then in terms of group membership, you could be discriminated against. This, of course, varies from language and language, between the first language and the second language being learned. And this brings us to the end of this chapter.